That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. You are in for a treat today. I am reading entries from my old diaries, some of which are far too recent to really be funny, because I'm talking 2 years ago, and if I really wanted to, I could read you stuff from like, I don't know, the summer before. Before I went into paradise this summer, I found these long-ass entry.
It's just like, when do you
in my bachelor
when
book.
Do you write these?
Well, so I was sitting in the hotel room, you know, the days before going to paradise. So if you're not familiar, a couple days before you go on set of The Bachelor or Paradise or something, you are in the hotel room by yourself, not allowed to leave your hotel room for 3 days. So I decided to write basically chapter one of a book that I would have written, like a tell-all, like an Andy or a Sean or a Courtney. So I was very inspired. I had read Andy's book in the hotel room. And then when I was done reading Andy's book, I was like, well, I'm going to start my own right now before I enter another bachelor journey. Well, that's pretty personal. And I'm sure Jared wouldn't want me to read all that out loud. But it was like 15 pages. Look at that.
That's crazy. I guess you have nothing better to do.
No, I wrote it. And I read it last night when I was going through really funny diary entries to read.
It's like so painful. Like you can't stop reading them when you find them,
but then you're
like cringing at the sight of them.
It was like 2 a.m. and I was reading this novella that I wrote, and it's probably the least embarrassing of anything I've ever written, but it's still, you know,
the thing is, you
darn
could,
corny.
You could write something like 2 weeks ago and then read it in 2 weeks, and
would
be embarrassing.
Right. So speaking of that, I want to pull out my phone for the first of our readings today. All right, so these are a couple text messages from 2014. They're not like in text form. They're in my notes on my phone. And so they're not in text form. They're in notes on my phone because there's this guy that I really liked, like, I don't know what you want to call it. And before I would text him, I get very, very nervous to text him. So I wrote out drafts in my notes, and then whichever option was the best, I would copy and paste and then send to Lauren and be like, how does that look in actual text form? And then we'd send it to him. I would send it to him. All right. Are you ready for this? It's so embarrassing.
I am ready.
I just came across a very embarrassing one. I don't even know if I can read it.
Wait, do it.
It's August 31st, 2013. 5 o'clock, it's 5:24 p.m. I feel safe with him. I feel more comfortable and at ease with him than I've ever left any than I ever have with anyone, let alone thought of anyone.
What?
I don't know. I'm not scared or nervous to be intimate with him emotionally or physically, and when I look at him, I feel like I'm home.
You're disgusting. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Oh, there's another. That's a whole other. It's a whole other thing. Oh my god, I can't even. This is a text that I almost sent him. Having my first In-N-Out burger. West Coast gets points for this. I know you're probably tired of being asked, but how you feeling, pal?
Oh, pal?
Because he was in a we should be friends mode.
So you're like, I'm making it quite clear.
Yeah, I was going to make it really clear. Oh my god. Oh my god, Lauren. Lost my In-N-Out V card today, animal style. Ha 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 ha.
Wow.
You guys, I just want to clarify, these were never sent. They're in my drafts as options. And I can assure you, the one that I actually sent was not nearly this bad.
I'm sure it was so bad, though.
We know what it was. It was about Mexican food.
Oh, that was the other option?
That was the option we ended up going with.
Okay.
I just said, hey, do you know any good Mexican food in the area?
Just, like, obvious. Like, if a guy sent me that, I'd be like, ugh, come on.
Oh, my God. I would want to kill them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, hold on. Where are the rest of these? They're the best. It's 2014. Oh, okay. You guys, are you ready for this?
Yeah. All right. They can't hear them answer.
2011. It's September 11th, 2014. Hey, it's about time for me to reveal a favorite, because we had this inside joke about favorites. I'll deliver the best pizza in Jersey to your place tonight. Sound good? I haven't seen you in way too long. I'm planning on delivering Jersey's best pizza to your place tonight. Sound good? I'm planning on delivering Jersey's best pizza to your place tonight. Sound good? Jersey's best pizza plus your awesome couch plus me tonight or tomorrow. Sound good? You have plans tonight because I want to deliver Jersey's best pizza to your place.
Sound good?
Sound good? You busy tonight because I'm planning on delivering Jersey's best pizza to your place. Sound good? You busy tonight? It's about time for me to reveal a favorite. I want to bring it over later. Sound good?
Like, okay, so we discussed that sound good was the way it had to
apparently
end.
You busy tonight or tomorrow? It's about time for me to reveal a favorite. I want to bring it over.
Sound good?
Oh, God. And then there is another one. You want to go to this haunted house thing with my sister and I? I need an arm to hold on to, totally platonically, when I'm scared. Because, once again,
the friend zone. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Ash.
The rest of them were the other Mexican restaurant choices.
So many.
So bad. Don't worry, guys. It got way better. Got way better. And I got out of the friend zone. I'm just letting you know that sometimes that happens on a very rare occasion. Okay. All right. So now should we divulge into my freshman year, sophomore year of high school diary, or should I read my bachelor diary first?
Please read your high school diary just to go in
okay,
like,
we'll
order.
Okay, we'll lead in chronological order. Okay, well, before this, I have an entry from 8th grade, and it's called... Are you ready for this, you guys? Hold on.
Oh my God.
All right, Lauren hasn't heard this yet. All right.
Wait, which one is this?
I just want to let you know that as far as those texts are concerned, like, if those were the texts, you should have seen the diary entries. Those I'm not reading out loud.
She put a lock on her Word documents.
Okay, well, actually, let's explain why. When I was 16 years old, Lauren read my diary, which I do believe I talk about in the Most Embarrassing Moments episode. Lauren read my diary, so for about 10 years, I don't have any writings from those years because I had to bottle them up. And that's unfortunate because I could have had so much more to read and reminisce on if you didn't scare the shit out of me, and then I never wrote again. So when I was 20,
found a better hiding spot.
Yeah, I was 24, and there was just a lot of things that I wanted to document. A lot of things that I probably will want to read to my kids one day. And hopefully I will want to read these in like 5 years still, because they'll either be entertaining or romantic or something.
Wait, okay, read. I want to hear these because I've never heard these
before.
But
anyway, I think diary writing is actually very important. If you haven't, you should probably watch Humiliated?
Mortified.
Mortified Nation. It's a documentary on Netflix.
Yep.
And it's just people reading their diaries, and they're hysterical. So that was the inspiration for this podcast today. All right, let's get on to it. I believe 14 when I wrote this.
And these are novels, grade. Or
no? See, there's some novels here. But then one night I apparently really wanted to talk about my life, but I wanted to talk about it from somebody else's point of view.
So if I read it, you could be like, no, that's
I'm
not me.
I'm pretty sure that was the exact reason why I wrote it in third person. But I wrote it as if I was writing to a diary, like Junie B. Jones or something.
Junie B. Jones.
Did Junie B. Jones write in a diary? Was it based on a diary?
Yes.
It was? I don't know. We might be wrong. Sorry, guys. If any Junie B. Jones experts are out there, we'd like to hear from you. Dear diary, parentheses, or whatever. Sorry, I just had to check the picture. Dear diary, or whatever. This, if this was an extra credit assignment for the summer of 2002, I wouldn't be doing it. But typically, my idiotic English teacher, Mrs. Kane, totally hypothetical, just totally fake name there, has to give us a writing assignment. Obviously, she doesn't have kids. See, we have to write a diary. That's you. Well, if I have to do this, let me do it right. Yo, what's up, dog? My name is Kella Richard. I'm 14 and a half, and I'm such a typical teen. I'll tell you what a tip teen does. Well, we love the mall. Stores like Delia's and Abercrombie are all good. We munch on popcorn and chips and snacks along with sweets. As good as Dove. As good as Dove.
Oh my God.
To Spree's. Pizza is a lover, though you get a bit sick of it. And cheeseburgers is big on the flavor and fat and loaded with something I can't read. I think so. Food. That reminds me, we eat at the movies. We like movies. Food and a good flick and perhaps a cute actor or two makes a 14-year-old girl like me happy. Chick flicks are fun. Action is boring. Without some romantic comedy mixed in, like a smoothie.
Actually, this isn't like, I don't get it.
Lord, and I have like the most politically incorrect thing ever coming up.
What?
While talking about the entertainment industry, the pop music scene is taking over the world. Like the way the Japanese took over Pearl Harbor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But that's because I was obsessed with Pearl Harbor at the moment, like the movie. So I continue by saying, most of the girls right now in my grade would be like, oh my gosh, Josh and Hartnett and Ben Affleck are so cute. Talking about cute and pop, we also have our eyes set on scream-worthy Justin Timberlake. Wishing all of NSYNC's 50 million fans could kidnap Britney Spears and stuff her stomach with donuts and Haagen-Dazs ice cream to the point where she would just explode and die and we would get Justin. We do like boy bands and older celeb guys because the ones in our grade are short, small, and ugly. We can beat them at arm wrestling and basketball. We like sports we like. We really get bored sitting around and watching cartoons, and we would rather be swimming outside. But cartoons and Carson are a lot different. If TRL is on, for some of us, Survivor or Making the Band, we'd rather be watching the tube. We like shoes, but with big feet like mine, they're hard to find. Accessories are awesome. Stuff like stringed beads and sunglasses and bathing suits. It's all good. It's what we do. Isn't life tough? That's it. That was the end.
And you weren't even like writing neatly like you usually do. Like you were trying to get that down.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right, guys. We're going to go into the diary that... See, I ripped out pieces. This is the diary...
I can't believe that you were so embarrassed by that. It's really not that embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing.
We ever knew it anyway if you wrote it down or not. Like,
it was so embarrassing.
But you left this other embarrassing shit in here, too.
Just to remind you, I didn't think it was embarrassing at the moment. But talking about the roundness of my teacher's ass... And then hearing you recite those lines is something that will stay with me forever. And I was like, I love him. Like, I'm in love with him. And it was like, it sneakily went from like, I really like him to like, I really like him a lot to like, I think I love him too. I love so-and-so.
The thing is like, usually when I do stupid things when I was younger, I'd look back and be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. But this, I'm still like, I don't get it.
I
still get it.
She didn't get it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right. So this is the first entry. I'm going to skip around a little bit, but this is pretty good.
I'm so glad it's not in third person because this is funny.
Christmas. It's a white Christmas. Oh, by the way, it's Christmas. It's December 25th, 2002.
Oh, by the way, let me take the date. It's Christmas.
Christmas. White Christmas. Okay. I can write quotation marks, random thoughts. Yeah. We get lots of presents. As usual, we ate at the Little Renaissance, and I got a little pissed off at Kelly because she saw Catch Me If You Can. And we were supposed to see Catch Me If You Can for the first time together. Leo DiCaprio is so hot. Friday, January 3rd, 2003. Yeah, I'm not so great at this diary stuff because I always forget about it. Since the last time, we went to New Jersey, took a little trip down Mom and Dad's memory lane. Kinchley's, Jerry's, New Yorkers, accents, Giants fans, diners, old workplaces, etc. Tomorrow, I see Catch Me If You Can for the third time because I get to see it five times because I stopped biting my nails. Obviously, we have rolled into the new year, 2003. I love Leo. Sunday, January 5th. Today was sad, snowy, and disappointing. It was the last day of winter break, 16 days long. The Giants lost their first playoff game by 1 point, leading the entire time against the 49ers. And we just got the news that tomorrow will be we will only have a snow delay, not a closing. Ugh. I don't want to go back to school. I don't want to see Dr. McKee or Mr. Barkley or get my test back. I just want to be off and have Leo. Okay. Tuesday, February 11th, 2003. Tuesday, February 11th, 2003. I feel bad I haven't written in here for a while. Staying up late, doing homework, watching shows, and showers. Stat night. Anyway, an event happened which will go down in history. It happened on February 1st, 2003. The explosion of the oldest used spaceship, the Columbia. Today, I got my Big Fat Greek Wedding in Titanic on DVD. The two best movies in the world, plus some others. LOL. I got 4 Leo posters, and I put them up. Catch Me If You Can. 2 Titanic, and 1 Gangs of New York.
Oh, I remember that Gangs of New York poster melted my vagina.
I know. Okay. Let's see. Josh Grayson got kicked off American Idol tonight. This is May 7th, 2003. I wasn't just teary-eyed. I actually cried. He could have possibly been my fave. He was cute, and really cute, too. But he's married, a Marine, and he has the cutest 1-year-old daughter ever. He and his wife are just so pretty. By the way, fighting Iraq has stopped for over a month. School is overwhelming currently. I love Ryan Seacrest. And the country story now is the Lacey Peterson case.
Oh my god. You're so stupid. What grade is this? Ninth?
This is ninth. Wow. Okay, this is actually August 6, 2003. Wow. It has been too long since I wrote in here. The big event. Ruben Studdard won American Idol. I wanted Ruben to win at first that night, but now I'm totally in love with runner-up Clay Aiken. I went on the Navigator of the Seas, an Eagle-class Royal Caribbean cruise ship, the day after school let out. Malvina got married to Dione, and Major, the night of July 28th, American Idol concerts live. I went as a Ruben fan who also loved Clay, and I totally left in love with Clayton Holmes Grissom Aiken. Just to let you know, Grissom is crossed out here, and it says, correction, the dad doesn't keep in touch with him, so he doesn't use the name Grissom. Okay, Clay. I totally love him. So after that, I spent days looking for tickets and dates, and I found Floor Section 1, Row L, seats for three people on Ticketmaster.com. That's 12th row in Richmond. After days of begging and crying, I got to see my scream-worthy future North Carolina homeboy husband, Clay. I'll let you guys pause for laughter there. So with my dad and Sierra, we went down to Richmond last night, Tuesday, August 5th. I love Clay. In other news, the big story in the world is Kobe Bryant. It's under rape charges.
Wait, I feel so bad for dad that he had to go with you to like Clake and like on a work night or something.
I don't think he had work. I think he was off the next day. I think that's why he went.
Just sucks in general.
Tonight was the Teen Choice Awards. Clay and Ruben are on The View tomorrow. Right now, I'm watching Jay Leno, where Arnold S. I can't spell Schwarzenegger.
you just did.
I know. Will announce if he will be running for governor. Tomorrow's Sierra's birthday party. I'm not taking any crap from Kelly about what she thinks about Clay. He's not gay. I love him. I hate Mountain Dew, not the drink, my high school crush. Messy, but I must watch. I have no idea what that means. See ya. Clay, baby, I miss you.
Ew.
Wow.
Wait, that's so funny. I don't care what he says. He's not gay. I can't believe you ripped
all
that out.
Oh, here, this is great, you guys. Okay, I ripped some of it out because, you know, Lauren.
Because, you know,
but this Lauren is what I can gather from the last entry. In news, Madonna and Britney kiss at the VMAs. Justin's face is priceless. The last American Idol tour is in Anaheim, California. 20 minutes ago, Clay sang "This Is the Night." I will marry him or Justin. Right now, nobody believes me, but I'll show them.
You literally can't marry either of them now.
Okay. Sierra and Briar slept over. We were up till 5 in the morning talking about guys, playing our choose game and whatnot.
I love our choose game.
I'll tell a few about the first day of school soon. Sincerely, Ashley Aiken.
Oh, my word.
So there you go, guys.
Ashley, what else do you have for us?
I mean, it's probably not going to get as good as that. But if you want to hear dramatics at its finest, I don't even know if I can really fucking read this.
What is this?
It's so horrible.
What is
this? This is about the guy from the cruise that I had a crush on when I was 22. Yes, I wrote this at 22.
Okay, go.
I didn't even kiss him. He wasn't even a cruise boyfriend.
It was more the fact that she was rejected.
It was totally the fact that I was rejected. At first, I was like, I don't like that guy. And then I was like, wait, I kind of like what he says. I had a Britain crush on him. He had a good swoopy hair.
He was the most basic human ever.
Okay. I wish you never told me to look up and tell you what I saw in the clouds. I wish you didn't answer those questions with such enthusiasm. I wish you didn't jump on the studio floor or catch my eye as you stood right in front of me. I wish you didn't ignore me on the deck the last day. I wish I wish you didn't leave without saying goodbye on the second night I knew you. I wish you would care. I wish our voices didn't get low and slow that last night.
Low and slow?
You know how, like, when you, like, kind of, like someone, you're just kind of, like, you start talking a little bit slower, and you're, like, a little bit deeper. It's just a lot slower. I get a lot slower.
You're just a weirdo.
Yeah. I wish we went and found the bow of the ship. I wish
the
I
bow,
knew.
The bow.
The bow. It's also, you know, looks like bow, so... I wish I knew what you were thinking. I wish I appreciated everything about you when you were around. I wish the last night didn't feel weird. I wish we both wouldn't wear dumb fake glasses. I wish I never seemed jealous. I don't know what I'm talking about. I wish I hung out with you on that third night. I wish you didn't know stuff about other guys that... But I wish you didn't know stuff other guys don't or care. I wish you didn't have that awesome haircut. I wish I didn't say, I think I like him when you close the door. I wish I knew why you were so sketchy half the time or why you decided to stay with us that night. I really wish I didn't run into you in the real world. I wish I didn't think it was fate. I wish I didn't know your morals or of your mistake. I wish I didn't think you were perfect in 2020 hindsight. I wish I could stop thinking and obsessing over you. I wish one day my phone flashes green, LOL, with some sort of message from you. I wish you weren't a flake. I wish you weren't such a dork or so much of my twin. I wish you didn't love music or go to Taylor Swift concerts. I wish I could stop daydreaming. What I really wish for the most is that you would have given me a chance. Right now, that's all I wish.
It's depressing as fuck.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
All right, here are a couple excerpts from my bachelor diary. October 7, 2014. Since I last wrote in this, I got 2 roses and I've kissed Chris 4 times on different occasions. A lot could happen in a week, apparently. I apparently also did a crappy job of telling him I'm a virgin. Inexperienced in every way, innocent, and never really having a boyfriend. Apparently that doesn't allude to the V card enough. Oops, well, I'll try again next time.
Oh my God.
You guys, just to let you know, it was not my choice to
it's
be telling
also
him
just
this.
Like you,
this is something I could say.
You telling your diary this, like your diary cares. It's just, I don't get diary writing.
Okay, well, it's because we get to laugh at it now. Like,
yeah,
that's why.
Exactly why.
Right now, Jade is on a princess ball themed date. Kill me. I've spent the last 12 hours talking about my envy. Caitlyn is the obvious frontrunner. She's never had to suffer through a rose ceremony, but I like her a lot. She got the rose on my group date last night, the camping group date. I camped. I also snuck into Chris's tent. I'm kind of concerned about my image, even if I talk about being a virgin every 5 minutes. Oh, last rose ceremony. I think Chris thought it would be funny to leave me until the last, since I told him that I appreciate being the first few usually. Last week, our first kiss involved him rubbing/making a wish on my belly button ring. So cute. I've got to say, although reading this book may make me cringe someday, our physical chemistry is killer. I think it alone may make me go far. I really do like him. It's pretty cool. I'm having an absolute blast. I love my friends Megan and Mackenzie. Chris is literally the second hottest guy I've ever seen in person / kissed.
Literally the second.
Haha. But I'm seriously pretty mesmerized. I haven't talked to Lauren, mom, or dad for 2 weeks now, and that's insane. But I know that they're happy about it, and so am I. Chris is always saying how gorgeous I am and said yesterday, "Don't you see how I look at you differently?" Shit.
I forgot about that.
He talked about my intelligence and said he could see something different, which is really funny reading this back. He said, "I don't really get the opportunity to date girls like you often. I think I probably give him an Andy vibe," which is probably true. "I told him I have a crush on him. This looks, sounds, and reads still like my high school diary."
That's so good. I love your acknowledgement of that.
I know. I'm a real dumb. This is 10/14/2014. October 14th, 2014. I'm a real dumbass for not writing this in this more often. It's been 3 weeks today, and this is the best experience of my life. I'm so thankful for being here and being here still. I've learned to be more real, honest, and open than ever before. I've completely put my guard down, and I've told Chris everything I dread bringing up, even the words "I like you." I've also told everyone those things. This whole journey/process is one of the most therapeutic, self-discovering things someone can experience. I love everyone here, every producer, every girl. I'm the happiest I've ever been in a long time, even in this stressful situation. It's one of those rare times you think you have to cherish in the moment you're actually in it. I thought this yesterday on the bus back from the Rio Grande. This is going to be one of the best times of my life. When I'm older, I'm going to look back on this, and it's not even going to matter how it ends. However, I like Chris a lot. It's so nice to like another guy like this for the first time in a while. It feels really healthy, and it makes me really mad at the lack of emotional intimacy I have with blank. It frustrated me before, but now I feel like it's even more important, and I like how fast it happens here. In the real world, we hide ourselves and our emotions way too much. I realize this here. We are told to play hard to get and not to share too much too soon, and I'm seriously rethinking that. The thing that I may not deal with well in this situation is the fact there's not a, well, maybe we'll see down the road. Nope. If he cuts me, it's done forever. I didn't know. I don't know what it is, and it's so crazy to say after this summer, but I can say I would be really happy marrying Chris at this point. He's easy to steal my guts to, understanding, and an awesome kisser. Last night, he snuck into our room and snuggled in bed with me. It felt awesome. He doesn't give me that weird feeling after the fact, just like so-and-so. Maybe I'm just finally growing up. Last week, we lost Jillian from a one-on-one date. Julia, Nikki, and Ashley S. The game has really changed for all of us. We all genuinely like him. There's a lot of feelings and intense emotions that have popped up over the last couple days. I would have never thought going into this that I would only make it to the top 11, but the caliber and quality of girls here makes that very likely. I think I have a solid chance of leaving during tomorrow's rose ceremony, and that kills me. I think if I met Chris outside of this show, we'd date, and that would be that. He said last night again that I have nothing to worry about, but I'm not sure I understand the context, because it was said in the midst of the Jordan craziest, I was a little bit crazy that night. I just don't understand why I haven't had a one-on-one yet. I also haven't gotten a rose outside of a rose ceremony. I had a little drama with Whitney last night surrounding Jordan's return. My thoughts were that we shouldn't be welcoming another girl if we truly want to be with Chris. I'm just frustrated over all the other girls being happy when other girls get dates and roses. If you really want him, we can't be cheerleaders for each other. We can be friends outside of Chris' world, and we do a pretty awesome job at that. And Whitney was trying to be sensitive and compassionate, which I see much more clearly today. That's how I would normally be, but in this competitive environment, I've been a little less of that. Britt revealed a couple of nights ago that she's happy being single and is in no rush to get married and have a family. She even said that I think I might be afraid of commitment. That broke my heart and pissed me the fuck off at the same time. Now she's on a date with Chris getting quality time, and I would be more deserving of it. We had a discussion, a girl chat, the other night about deserving time. It's a bad word to use. It's about earning time. This may not be a fair process.
You can't earn time.
Britt is not the girl for him, and she's pretty much the only one I'm annoyed at here. Is it because their physical chemistry is so strong? I don't really think she cares one way or the other about him. Samantha and I are very much at the same standing. Both of us are happy when we're with them, but insecure afterward for our lack of time. I'm scared of getting home and getting in a depressed, hopeless slump again. Missing everyone and everything here, wondering what's going on, and thinking I'll never find a guy who's just got everything going on for him like Chris does. Afraid I'll never find anyone I like who wants commitment, actually. I've been treated like a princess here, and everybody's been so warm and loving, and everything is provided for us, and everything makes me feel so spoiled and lucky. I've been trying to appreciate this every day. Even when we're just sitting around the hotel or the mansion, it's wonderful and still surreal. I roomed with Caitlin, and I'm glad we have bonding time here. I think she's kick-ass and effortlessly cool and interesting. She's so real, along with my besties, Megan and Mackenzie. It's terrifying to think our clique might be disbanded tomorrow when we cut the group down to 8 or 9. I think the psychic will be right. I think I'll probably get heartbroken by a blue-eyed guy. I really hope it's not before he gets to know me more. I really don't want to leave here thinking what if. And everything with him feels pretty natural and right. So let's talk for a second about the stress that went down last rose ceremony. I need to get some extended, non-interrupted time. Looking forward to it, but I guess I'm not going to get my hopes up. So obviously that bachelor journey didn't turn out, and neither did the other two, sadly. So I am still a single lady. And if you've seen on my Instagram, there are these really cool subscription boxes called Single Swag that actually celebrate single girls. You're supposed to treat yourself and you love the single you, right? Just like, even though we may want boyfriends, being single is still super fun. And this is the first subscription box service to focus exclusively on fun, fabulous, and amazing single women. It's been featured on the Today Show, Yahoo, The Huffington Post, USA Today, Mary Claire, Cosmo, InStyle, and more. So it's very well liked amongst the media. What is really awesome about Single Swag is that they donate a portion of all proceeds to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Every box features all full-size products, including organic bath and beauty products, jewelry, fashion accessories, best-selling books, and amazing treats and other fun surprises. You can get your Single Swag box, which you may have already seen on my Instagram, if you use the code GETIT, that is G-E-T-I-T, at singleswag.com. That's singles plural, for 20% off any order. Again, that is GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, at singleswag.com. And I love these things. They're so fun. And I've gotten some delicious gummies and some awesome books from it. I think it's definitely worth it, and I love the fact that it goes to a good cause. That's it.
Wow. That was a lot of information.
Yeah.
That was a lot of feelings, Ash.
A lot of feelings.
Well, it's really, really funny to see, like, that you knew... Like, this is all stuff we already learned, like, from the show, but, like, seeing you write it before the show was, like, edited and cut down.
I know. So funny, right?
That's funny, yeah. This is a Word document that I wrote. I don't keep diaries. I never kept diaries, but I would write on, like, if I was exploding at the seams, I would write on a piece of loose leaf paper and then I'd tear it up or shove it in like a strange compartment in my room. But I don't know where my journals are. I don't know where anything is. So I just have my ninth grade computer and my ninth to like 11th grade computer. And I have some Word documents about my feelings and stuff. And I just didn't hide them at all. I named this one Constantine Letter. I don't remember what's going on here, but this is like an idea for an email I believe I was going to send him because we were emailing at one point. It goes, "Hey Constantine, miss me? ? Haha. Well, I was just thinking about what you said, ... and I guess you made a point I shouldn't talk to you when other people are around." I don't really know what's going on there. "I felt really bad after you said that. I hope you'll forgive me, because last time you talked, you didn't seem so willing to." Sad face. "Anyways, even if you don't, I wish you the best, and I'm hoping that you get some rest. It sounds that you have been so busy. Write back. That would be amazing. Hee hee. P.S. When do I get to see you again? It's been like almost a month since I've seen your concert. Haha. Actually, that's not very long. How about a private concert? JK, but yeah, no, if you want it to, it's fine with me." Smiley face.
Did you send that?
I don't remember, but I'm sure I did something like it. It's just a lot of feelings, but I have another one. It's a list of things I want to get done in my, quote, new life.
Oh my God, yes, Laura, yes.
The number one is get skinny. Number two is get to New York. Number three is find someone better than Constantine. Number four is kill Kelly Pickler. Number five is have a shred of self-confidence.
These are jokes, guys. She's not going to really kill Kelly Pickler. Yeah.
And number six, get through one more day of school without killing myself.
Lauren!
Wow, that was a list.
Look at this. This was Lauren's to-do list. What's the year of this? 2013. To-do list. Come up with a great prank. Include a tricycle, a scary doll, and fishing wire. Get skinny and look cool again.
Yeah.
Save money. Get extensions. Look into Pop Burger. Look into the Ghost Hunting Academy. Enter money contest. Otherwise known as the lottery.
I couldn't remember the word lottery. Enter money contest.
And then lastly, buy a rat. gonna shit on people. If you really want proof, you gotta scroll down on my Instagram to March 31st, 2013.
Oh my god. Buy a rat. Like, I literally wanted a rat. But guess what? I got a hamster.
Come up with a great prank. Tricycle, scary doll, and fishing wire. So good. All right, guys. That's all the memorabilia we have to read to you today. Hopefully, we'll try to scour up some other stuff. I know Lauren has a lot of composition notebooks lying around that should have some good stuff
in
there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like, my ninth grade, like, actual binders have a lot of good stuff in it, for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Signing off. This is Sheldon. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. I don't get it. Podcast.